Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 21, 2020, COVID-19 USDA Food Assistance Program. The United States Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, announced on April 17, 2020, that farmers, ranchers, and consumers would receive financial assistance from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. Funding is provided from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, FFCRA, and other existing USDA authorities. The CFAP includes two types of payments with two main goals. Payments totaling $16 billion for farmers and ranchers to compensate for decreases in commodity prices and changes in the market supply chains that have resulted from the impacts of COVID-19, and an additional $3 billion to purchase fresh produce, dairy, and meat products. This will begin with an estimated $100 million per month to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, $100 million per month for dairy products, and $100 million per month for meat products. The food will be distributed to food banks, community and faith-based organizations, and other nonprofit organizations. Other funding. The USDA can provide additional aid from the following resources. The USDA can use up to $873.3 million from the Section 32 program to purchase agricultural products for distribution to food banks. The use of funds will be based on industry requests, USDA agricultural market analysis, and food bank requests. Funding from the FFCRA and the CARES Act provides approximately $850 million for food bank administrative costs and USDA food purchases. The use of these funds will be determined by the products available and the need from the food banks. COVID-19 Resource Guide. To provide information on the various COVID-19 assistance programs, the USDA has developed a COVID-19 Federal Rural Resource Guide. This guide provides general information, technical assistance, and financial assistance for persons working in the agricultural sector. The USDA COVID-19 website lists programs, announcements, activities, and other information related to COVID-19. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Deb Kozel, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.